some of the kids probably that are in here tonight. And boy, have we got the kids today. What brought them all out, I wonder? Really? Looking for other kids, right? Sure, they came down to the diner. Did you guys all eat yet? You're all done? Really? What'd you guys have? Hamburgers? A hot dog? How come you're such a weirdo? Supposed to have a hamburger like everybody else, huh? God, hot dogs. The hot dog was good, though, wasn't it? They load it with chili and all that stuff on it. You betcha. And we're just having a great time, so you get a chance to stop down to the Frogtown Diner. It has been raining in a Frogtown vicinity. I will advise you of that right now. There was some hail out there, and Chuck, our manager, has a nice older Mercury, and the waitresses ran out the door and covered his car and prevented the hail from getting to it, and he's very appreciative of that. So that worked out rather well. And I'll tell you one thing that happened this week that I was very excited about. I mean, this is my favorite time of year. Have you noticed the lilacs, the smell of the lilacs? I woke up this morning, the lilac smell was blowing through my windows, and my neighbor's lilac bushes are blooming, and that's one thing about the area that makes it special, and it's only for a few weeks a year, is the lilacs. And I went for a walk here not long ago just to walk along and enjoy the lilacs. It was great, and I hope you get a chance to do that also. Great excuse to get out and do some walking. And, of course, the garage sales are in full force. And I was kind of hitting my share of garage sales also. That was a lot of fun. And, of course, we've been doing the flea markets and everything that's associated with it. Found some great bargains last week. I don't know what some of the things are I bought, but they were cheap, so I buy them anyway. As long as they'll fit in a car and they're cheap, I buy them. And another thing, this is our first anniversary. Frogtown Diner has been open 1 year, and I think it was a year ago last night or today. We'll count either one. But it's been an entire year, and boy, I tell you, time really flies when you're having fun. So our special congratulations to the staff here at Frogtown who have stuck out a year here at the Frogtown Diner. Yeah, I hear the guys out in the kitchen. They're kind of excited about that. And tomorrow is Mother's Day. It certainly is. Now, you may not have a chance to take Mom out tomorrow, but you could bring her out tonight. You can bring her down to the Frogtown Diner. She's going to love it down here. Oh, by the way, on the severe weather, don't worry about missing anything here on KLBB. I talked to Carl a few minutes on the phone, and if there's any weather bulletins or anything you should know about the weather, he's going to break away from our show and bring them to you. So you're not going to miss a thing just because we're here at the Frogtown Diner. And if I see anything outside my window, I'm going to let you know also. Let's go back to the 1950s and do some music. One of my favorites, Jim Lowe. The Greendorf and a Frogtown Diner on University Avenue in St. Paul.
One more night without sleeping. Greendorf, what's that secret you're keeping?
That's Jim Lowe and Green Door at Helpsdale. If you turn your microphone on, boy, I tell you, after 23 years, I'm going to get the hang of it yet. It's not nice for the customers to laugh at the disc jockey. The disc jockey can talk to the cook, and you'll scream in your sleep for 2 weeks. Well, we're down at the Frogtown Diner on University Avenue, and we're having some fun, so you get a chance, come on by. And today I heard on another station, I won't say which one, it is Teresa Brewer's birthday today and Rick Nelson. Of course, you remember Rick Nelson, and Teresa Brewer still around, still looking very good, I'll have you guys know. And a couple of birthdays that I thought you might want to know about. Now, I'm also going to let another secret out. The last couple Saturdays, Carl, you know, my engineer type, has been coming into the Frogtown Diner on Fridays. And he says, I mean, this, he alleges he comes in for the clam chowder. Now, he can get clam chowder anywhere in town, though. He's traveling all the way down here. So I can only believe it is the clam chowder. It's either that or Sweet Shannon. I haven't decided which, but I think it's the clam chowder. So, Carl back there, hope to see you next Friday. Come on down for clam chowder. And it's been quite a week. I've been out watching people around the Twin Cities, and I saw something that was rather sweet the other day. There was a car going down the road. It looked about a, 1954 Buick Roadhog. Remember those things, the big Buicks? Bright, shiny, what a gorgeous hunk of automobile, glistening with chrome. And driving it was a fellow that I would estimate him and his wife were both probably in their mid-60s. And were they having fun out on a nice evening this week driving that big Buick around? And I hope they're KLBB listeners because they were having so much fun driving that big Buick. And I wished I could jump in and join them. And I could just picture them out cruising around on a nice summer night. Isn't that super to see some folks to put together a car like that and then go out and enjoy it? Last night, the Mechanic Arts class of 48, a bunch of them came in, And it was kind of fun talking to them. They're regular listeners to KLBB in Frogtown Saturday night. We like to say hi to them, too. And don't forget, if there's any severe weather in the area, Carl's going to break into our show and fill you in on all the information. And tomorrow is Mother's Day, and I'll have you know I've FTD'd my flowers to all the appropriate places. And if you got a chance, bring Mom in tomorrow. We've got that great Sunday brunch. It's $4.95 and all-you-can-eat type deal, and it is really great. Now, this week's menu, let's take a look at it. They've got the green plate specials, of course, over here. And Monday, they got the pork chops, and I think that's great. That's the main entree. Tuesday, it's the barbecued beef sandwich. Barbecue season, you know. Yeah, I got to get the old Weber fired up. It's that time of the year, and a gallon of barbecue sauce, and I'm ready for the next couple of weeks. And on Wednesday, turkey chow mein. And Thursday, lemon chicken over rice. Ooh, we're getting awful high-tech out in the kitchen. Those guys must be reading those cookbooks. Somebody got them. And Friday, is this right? Rainbow trout almondine from our staff in the kitchen that's going to a Ted Nugent concert tomorrow night? Well, Dave out there and the one that gives us girl germs, those two are going to a Ted Nugent concert. They cook rainbow trout almondine? You guys must be going to night school. I haven't seen anything cooked like that around here. I'm going to have to come in and try that one. And that's coming up on Friday. So as you see, they have a lot of fun. And the fresh strawberry pie is in season. And they also have the key lemon pie. And is that the one? I wonder if the waitress puts her key in it. I don't know, something like that. The key lemon pie. And also the kiwi tortoise, I believe it says on there. I've got to learn how to read the menu. And all of that and more right here at the Frogtown Diner. And our old staple, the cream puffs, are still with us. And you can order them with a hot fudge on them, which makes them even better. You know, a little something to give your pancreas a workout. It needs it. But we're at the Frogtown Diner on University Avenue. The Frogtown Players are coming up in a few minutes. Here's Connie Francis. Francis, talk about a gal that's had a career, huh? How about that book, Who's Sorry Now? If you haven't read it, if you get a chance, be sure to do it. Connie goes into great detail about her life and what she did with Bobby Darin and their relationship. And, boy, I tell you, that's something to read about, just the story of Connie Francis and Bobby Darin. A very sad story. Matter of fact, I think it would make a great love story. And speaking of love stories, you got a love with ice cream and the things that go with it. Come on down to the Frogtown Diner and try out some of the heavy-duty carbohydrate-type stuff. Of course, that includes the great chocolate malts, cherry phosphates, the banana splits, and everything that goes with it. Tonight, Sweet Shannon's over there working on the soda fountain, and she's doing her best over there. She's been working hard most of the week, as a matter of fact. And my name is Dell. We're the DJ at Frogtown Diner. Frogtown Players are coming up in just minutes. Well, let's do one for everybody that used to go sit down along the river road on a beautiful night like tonight. You know, it is prom season. Well, do you still fit in that tuxedo or that dress?
Took a walk in past your house.
Music, some of that music you used to listen to, parked down along the river road. Well, it's that time. And now, the radio drama that sounds as good as Mom's Home Cooking, Frogtown Diner, starring Margie Peterson as Sweet Sharon and Harvey Armstead as Bertha the Bag Lady.
Here's the chef's salad you ordered, Bertha.
Thanks.
Gee, you seem depressed tonight.
Yeah, who wouldn't be at this time of the year?
This time of the year? Well, what do you mean? Like we've already paid our taxes, haven't we?
No, I'm not talking about taxes.
What then? Do you get hay fever in May?
No.
How many more guesses do I get?
This isn't a quiz show, you rocket scientist.
No, Bertha, silly. I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm your waitress.
Oh, that's right. My mistake. I could have sworn you were a rocket scientist.
No, I'm not. But I always wanted to be a beautician. But that darn coursework was a little too hard for me.
I'll bet it was.
So what's eating at you anyway?
It's this time of the year that's got me depressed. Don't you know there's a holiday coming up?
Yeah, I know. And I just love Thanksgiving. But that's a ways off, I believe. Here comes Dell. He knows everything. I'll ask him. Dell, is Thanksgiving coming up?
Somebody say something about turkey, dressing, gravy, and all the trimmings?
Yeah, Bertha seems to think...
I didn't say it was Thanksgiving, stupid. I said there was a holiday coming up.
Will you be serving pumpkin pie covered with hot fudge, Bertha?
Tomorrow is Mother's Day, stupid.
Who serves turkey on Mother's Day?
She gets depressed on Mother's Day.
What will we be eating?
I'm not talking about food here, all right? Do you have to bring food into every conversation?
Well, sort of. Like when I play a record about a platters, I think of a platter of barbecued ribs. Mmm, nummy. And when I play Brook Benton, I dream of Brook Trout. Mmm, delicious. And when I play the McGuire sisters, I'm reminded of McGuire stew.
Isn't that Mulligan stew?
Never heard of the Mulligan sisters. But I'll check the garage sales tomorrow and see if I can find some of the records.
Oh, ye gods.
Is tomorrow Mother's Day?
Your brain just clicked in, didn't it, dearie?
I don't know why Mother's Day should depress you, Bertha. You're not a mother.
What makes you say that?
Excuse me, and I came in on this conversation late, but I want to get this straight. Did you say you would be serving turkey on Mother's Day, Bertha?
No, you fool. I'm not serving nothing.
Then I'm not coming to your house.
I haven't got a house, you moron. I'm homeless.
I don't think you're homeless, Bertha. I think you're kind of pretty.
I didn't say homely. I said homeless. I don't have a home.
Well, that explains it. I thought it was strange that our minister wanted us to contribute money for homely people.
You, my dear, are not homeless. You are hopeless.
So there's no meal involved here, right?
Would you get your mind off food?
Dell, do you really put hot fudge on pumpkin pie?
Does the turkey get depressed at Thanksgiving?
I don't know. But Bertha gets depressed on Mother's Day.
That I do.
Thinking about old Mama, Bertha?
Nope. Thinking about my son.
You have a son?
I do. Of course you wouldn't know it. Haven't heard from him in 25 years.
Maybe he doesn't know your address.
But my dear, sweet Sharon, I don't have an address.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So, another Mother's Day will pass, and I won't hear from my dear son, Reuben.
Boy, that reminds me. I'm hungry. I think I'll order a Reuben on rye, Sharon.
Dell, you're real sentimental.
I am?
Yeah, about food.
Well, happy Mother's Day, Bertha. I'd like for you to come over to my house for dinner tomorrow.
You would? That's mighty sweet, Sharon.
Wouldn't have room for one more, would you?
Not really, Dell. Besides, my roommate doesn't know how to make hot fudge sandwiches.
All right, but where's my Reuben?
I thought Reuben was Bertha's son.
Help!
All right, Bertha, I'm going to say stay tuned for a further episode of Frogtown Diner and discover if I get invited anywhere for dinner tomorrow. The Frogtown Players. Reuben, huh? Like the idea. Everly Brothers.
Dream, 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 dream.
Don and Phil Everly, dream, dream, dream. Well, if you're just tuning in to Frogtown Diner, now be sure to hang around because if there's any severe weather notices, Carl's going to break in on the show, go right over us and give you all the latest information on the weather that's going on. We did have a little hail here in the Frogtown and some rain. Certainly wasn't a gully washer, but enough to green up the grass just a little bit. And I hate to brag. Well, no, I don't hate to brag. I love to brag. My grass looks great. I am so proud of the fact I was harassing my neighbors all week. I don't have one dandelion on my lawn. I mean, there are dandelions in front of me and around me on either side of me, but not one dandelion on my lawn. It really turned out great this year. And then I went out today to mow it. It's about 5 inches long. Had to mow it finally. The lawnmower broke. It doesn't work. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to borrow somebody's lawnmower and get the dandelions over the neighbor's yard into my yard or something. But I'm very proud of my lawn this year. And then I have trouble with the lawnmower. That's downright embarrassing. And it's just about that time to plant the tomato plants. And I really wish I could grow a garden, but I have trouble growing old, let alone growing a garden. But I see some big gardens out there this year. A lot of people are into gardening and raising their own vegetables. And I remember one time a neighbor had about, 30, 40 tomato plants. And, every day for about 3 weeks brought tomatoes over. And during the summer, you know, just about 4 or 5 big tomatoes make up a nice little meal for me. Sprinkle some salt on them. And I remember as a kid, my sister used to slice up green tomatoes and then deep fry them and serve them. And I couldn't quite handle that. Today is Teresa Brewer's birthday. Let's do one by Teresa Brewer.
Yeah,
was Teresa Brewer and put another nickel in, Nickelodeon. And it's her birthday today, Teresa Brewer. Boy, she a nice-looking lady also. And let's see here. I have to do a couple of minor adjustments because I got a very special guest here. I'll get out my information I have. George Vavilis. And, George, when were you mayor of St. Paul?
I was mayor in 1960 through 1966. I was a three-term mayor in the city of St. Paul.
Three terms. That's, boy, I tell you, you got to be liked by the public to make three terms as a mayor of any city.
Well, it was quite a challenge.
One thing that comes to mind, after you left St. Paul, you went to work for Housing and Urban Development, HUD.
Right. That's correct. I was regional administrator for HUD, working out of Chicago, having charge of six states in this region, including the state of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. One thing, I guess being old enough to remember back in the early 60s of St. Paul and all of our American cities, being mayor back in the early 60s, the biggest job seemed to be just organizing the growth of the cities. And about the time you left office, the whole office of mayor had changed, hadn't it? What's your main
concerns?
That's
correct. When I became mayor, my number one objective, based on the advice that I had gotten from a committee that I had selected of businessmen to advise me what the priorities for the mayor was, mm-hmm. was to redevelop downtown St. Paul, and we started the program that began downtown redevelopment. And since then, wonderful things have happened to the city of St. Paul.
Mm-hmm. And the priorities of government today to be mayor, do you sometimes think you were in a good time to be mayor compared to today with all the problems?
Well, when I was mayor, I presided over the city council, and the responsibilities and the times are quite different from mm-hmm. today. Today's job requires a great deal of effort, intelligence on the part of the mayor because he works with complicated budget systems, committees. He does not preside over the city council, so he does not have that kind of pressure, mm-hmm. and he's free to develop programs for the city.
In going to HUD, the housing problems we had in the early 60s, we didn't have the problems that we've got today. And looking back on it also, I think you saw that the job that you might have had at HUD today is totally different from when you went in the 60s.
Well, it's different in this respect, that the housing problems still exist. Government still has a responsibility to provide housing for not only the elderly, but the poor. And we have a shortage of good housing for the homeless. And this is a big challenge, not only for the federal government, but this is a role for local government, state government to get more deeply involved. You cannot just sit as regional administrator of HUD today and expect the federal government to carry the entire role.
Mm-hmm. One thing, I guess, on the third subject that comes to mind, covering from the early 60s up until the present day, politics have changed. That's also a whole new game.
Well, considerably, because the life of a politician is difficult. And I'm glad you asked me that question, because I have some deep feelings on it. One is, a politician is not a crook, in spite of some of the things we've been reading about. Also, I get sick and tired of citizens saying to me, we can't trust our elected officials. I want the public to know that nobody works harder at serving the public interest than an elected official. And in 98% of the cases of the elected officials, you find men who devote themselves to making a better life for all of us. We elect the public officials. We, the people, you get what you participate in, and unless we start a more positive attitude about good government, good performance, and so on, we get what we deserve. The public has to involve themselves in good government.
One thing in looking at politics and the politicians I've known over the years, a lot of politicians have given up good-paying jobs, good companies, to come into the political arena. I don't know of any politician, and I can think of all the mayors of St. Paul back into your administration, all the way to Mayor Hoyer in Minneapolis. None of them really came out of their wealthy men.
That's correct. I can speak for myself.
And also now, well, let's talk on something else first. You're from Frogtown.
That's correct. I'm glad you raised that question because I'm excited being here at the Frogtime Diner. This is the neighborhood which I grew up in as a boy back in 1923 through 1929. I lived in the corner of Rice and Sherburn, and I remember very vividly the life of that community. St. Vincent's School, I remember the competition that existed between St. Vincent's and St. Albert's.